But joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is our Dunham & Miller sports expert, the publisher of the Paltz Draft Newsletter. It's Ribby Paltz. We've been talking about the Steve Bartman documentary, the 30 for 30 film, Catching Hell. And Ribby, you were actually at Wrigley Field that night covering the NLCS.
I sure was, and I was actually best friends with Steve Bartman.
Really?
Oh,
yeah. You know, and before the incident, he was a sweet, kind, gentle man who had never hurt a fly, much less a fly ball. And then after the incident, he became the cross-dressing transsexual that I grew to love.
What?
That's what happened to him.
Come on.
I'm teasing. I'm kidding there. He never cross-dressed, no matter how much I begged him. No, I was there that night, and I was sitting next to Bartman. Oh, heck, hello?
Yeah. Are you fine, Ribby?
I'm fine. And I was sitting next to the Bartman, and I got up to go get us some dogs, and he said, Ribby, you ought to stay here and watch this. I'm going to F with Moises a little. But I said, what the hell?
Are you fine, Ribby?
Yeah, I'm fine. And I keep getting a call on the other line.
Is it Bartman?
Yeah, it may be. It may be. Anyway, so, but I told him, you know, I'm going to go get some hot dogs. And also, you know, I got to leave because my lower abdomen was filling with yellow water. I don't know what that is. That happens to me like 12 times a day.
Happens to everybody, Ribby.
So and, I get the hot dogs and I try to get back to my seat. And all hell's breaking loose. I don't know what's going on. You know, I haven't been watching the game and I noticed Bartman being let out by the security guards, and as they walk past me there in the aisle, Bartman looks at me and says, you know, I did it, Ribby. I F'd with Moises, and I think I got away with it. Of course, little did he know how much his life would change after that.
Yeah.
So, fast forward 3 hours later, I have a heroin needle in my arm, and a tranny is trying in vain to arouse me with his mouth.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway, I guess that part's irrelevant, but back to the Bartman thing. I want to do this. I heard you guys talking about it. I was listening online on 1700, and I wanted to bring on a special guest that I talk to frequently who wants to chime in on the Bartman thing. So if I may there, Junior Miller.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
I want to welcome the ghost of Harry Carey
Wow.
to the Ticket Airwaves.
Hello.
Hey, there, Harry. How you doing, man?
How's the day? How's it going?
It's going pretty well now. Now, where are you joining us from?
Well, I'm down here in hell waiting on that Bartman kid. Nah, you know, I know you may feel bad for me because of hell, but hell's not so bad, you know, Ribby.
It's not, is it?
Nah, keep in mind, I did the Cubs games for more than 20 years.
You're pretty experienced with hell, aren't you, there, Harry?
Yeah, you know. Now, hell's not so bad. They give you all the Budweiser you want to drink and your own Chinese hooker that can suck the chrome off a trailer hitch.
Oh, my
golly. Harry.
Now, listen. The people need to leave that Bartman kid alone. Cubs fans need to realize that they haven't won a title because of bad luck. They just haven't won a title because, well, they're the Cubs. They suck.
Always have, always will.
That's right, Bibby. That's right. Hey, Bibby, we got some big plans for you down here.
Oh, I can't wait to get down to hell.
You know, as a bigger radio fan as you are, as soon as you get down here, we're going to make you listen to the fan for eternity.
Oh, my God, that's terrible.
Oh, boy.
That ought to do it.
I'm straightening up my act right now.
Nah, you better.
See ya, Harry.
All right, see you later, Ribby.
Wow, that was a great treat. Thanks for hooking that up, Ribby. Oh, Ribby.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. All hey, right. Thanks for hooking us up with with real Harry from hell.
And everybody keep Bartman in your prayers, will you?
Yes, we will.
All right, then.
Take
Bye,
care.
Ribby.
No funeral.
Okay.
That's Ribby and the ghost of Harry Carey. You didn't know you were going to hear that this morning, did you?
All kinds of a circus breaking out there.
850 here on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket, the biggest show coming to town, is next.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket salutes the Red-Shoed Rangers on their second straight AL West crown.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Texas may be known for football, but baseball is a talking sport, and The Ticket